Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're going to pull up Tommy Robinson again. Yesterday we had a little bit of a process of glitches attempting to impede the interview that we had going on with Tommy Robinson over there in the UK. So we're going to pull him back up again today. And I'm going to let him vent, folks, because what they're doing is they're silencing Tommy Robinson. They're silencing faithful witnesses. And I'm just here to tell everybody, first and foremost, according to Micah 2:7, the Spirit of God's not going to be silenced. And if the Lord has to use an ass, literally a donkey, that's exactly what he's going to do. Just ask Balaam. And the fact of the matter is I'm putting myself in the position as to where I need to be, that no flesh should glory in his presence, that he might be glorified by being a faithful witness, regardless if I lose my life or not. Matter of fact, if you professors out there, 86% of you in this country that actually profess that you're Christians, it's amazing how you're motivated by the fear of man and not the fear of God with that. And because when you look at Scripture in Proverbs 28 verse 1, what does it tell us? Strong confidence have they that fear the Lord. And righteous are made bold as lions. That means forward to danger. I would ask, and what begs the question here is, what's operating in you that you're afraid of consequence? And the point that I was making before that point, friends, is when Jesus said, to those that follow me, deny yourself and take up your cross. Christians are dead men walking, period. And we're supposed to be testimonies that men might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So going back to Tommy Robinson, when we get a guy like this, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we can go ahead and keep rocking and rolling with the truth that they mean to suppress. We're not going to allow them to suppress us, friends. We're not going to shut our mouths. We're going to open our mouths, and we're going to proclaim the gospel and the truth of the matter, regardless if they like it or not. Just so everybody knows, okay? Just so everybody knows. And we're going to be pulling him back up in just a moment here. And folks, right now, it's absolutely amazing to me, it really truly is, that we have had this much trouble just getting Stephen is his name, by the way, Tommy Robinson, up on the show without anything impeding our ways on so many different fronts. This is a new link. I'm sending him a brand new link because the old link just fell down on us. So Tommy, if you're watching, go ahead and subscribe to that new link that I just sent to you. Why that happened again, I have no idea, but it matters not. So we're going to pull him up in just a moment here, Tommy Robinson. We're going to give him voice, friends, to 159 cities across the United States of America. And so with that, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, and you are going to find right there, friends, social media platforms. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, and you'll find us there on the top left side of that page. If you want to to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, I want you to listen carefully, and I'm trying to push this through as quick as I can before we pull up, Tommy. But remember what William J. Casey said to the Mockingbird media. He was one of the devils that were sitting up at the top dictating the propaganda narrative back in the 80s. And, of course, when he found that he was expendable, they ended up finding him at the bottom of a lake. No joke. He's the guy that said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Okay? So you're being lied to. And again, this all comes back to the fact that 94% of the American people don't trust them, and this is why. And so anyways, with that, friends, I'm just sending a new link over to Tommy Robinson even now. I also wanted you to remember what Malcolm X, of all people, said. No pun intended. The irony here, right? I do believe Malcolm X was at the point of being converted over to Christ. MLK, during the last days of his life, was spending time on Malcolm X, and interestingly enough, he was a professor of the Islamic religion, and what was funny about that is he was assassinated, and we know who assassinated him as well. Guess who was behind all of that, friends? It just keeps coming back to the same bad people, the American version of the Gestapo called the CIA, that President Truman said he would have absolutely nothing to do with back in 47 had he known that they were the American version of the Gestapo. Listen carefully. This is Malcolm X. He said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. So what we want to do, folks, we want to get this straight. And again, what we're going to do is give Tommy an opportunity on the other side of the break. He's on standby right now. And we're going to go ahead and have a conversation unimpeded. And hopefully everybody can stay through the process of this. Without getting mad at me or anybody else. I mean, it's not every day we have interviews coming over from across the pond, namely the United Kingdom, the UK. So we're going to have him up in just a moment. I want to read this really quick, and then we're going to pull up Tommy Robinson on the other side. I believe Tommy's listening to me now, and I want you to listen to this, Tommy, if you haven't heard this. This was the field preacher from England, in fact, and his name was John Wesley. They called him an evangelist. In fact, he was not an evangelist. He was ostracized from the church. He was very prophetic. He used to go out into the fields, and 1,500 people at a time would fall to the power of God because he would preach holiness, exalting the Christ. This is what he warned the people on a worldwide basis back in the 1700s. Listen carefully. He said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their teeth. Now listen carefully, friends, that numberless cities are raised up from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now desolate wildernesses. Put this up against what Tommy's going to share with us in just a couple minutes here. And that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. He said, John Wesley did, such was and is at this day in the 1700s the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of mankind. Okay? And this is coming out of their own mouths. I'm not making this stuff up. Hopefully with the up-and-coming interview with Tommy Robinson, I'm going to go ahead and throw a couple of these verses in from the Quran so you can understand that they're blatantly and boldly coming forth with their message, not just with talk, but with their actions as well. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back with Tommy Robinson. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So right before the break, I was highlighting a quote from John Wesley, the great field preacher. He was called an evangelist. He was really a prophet is what he was. He was ostracized from the church, John 16, and he went to the people. And in the process of doing that, he gave us a warning concerning Islam. There's no better person to bring up than Tommy Robinson, who's been under attack and under fire for continuously, friends, highlighting what is happening, not just in the UK, but on a worldwide basis, okay? I want to give you one quote, and I'm going to pick up Tommy Robinson. The Quran, chapter 2, apparently, verse 191, and slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Okay? Now, again, this is coming directly from the Quran. So, folks, let's go ahead and pull up Tommy Robinson from the UK. Again, thanks for jumping on with such a short amount of time, Tommy. I totally appreciate it. And I want to pick up where we kind of left off, wherever that may have been. Okay, now I'm sorry. Tommy, I'm sorry. Go ahead, my friend.
Thanks for having me, mate. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Are you familiar with John Wesley in the quote that I just gave?
I wasn't, but it does sound prophetic.
Oh,
and Do you know what? I started studying. I was looking at Islam. When I picked up the Quran in 2011. I was doing 22 weeks of solitary confinement. And I wanted to dissect it. So I opened it up. And when you open that book up and try and make sense of it, it becomes very apparent that you can't. Because something Muhammad said one day is something he said 10 years, next to something he said 10 years later. It's literally like an encrypted book. Then I started going through the history of Islam, and I found out that the Quran didn't used to be wrote in this order. It used to be wrote in a chronological order. Now, a very important concept with Islam and with the Quran is abrogation. So there are peaceful verses, but when Muhammad says something later in his life that supersedes the peaceful verse, then it abrogates it, yeah? So if you want to understand it, for example, like, if you wish to understand it, and so when I looked at the Quran, and, you know, Islam is the religion of peace. We've all heard that saying now.
Yep.
That was never, ever said in history until George W. Bush. That, I mean, never. There has never been the term Islam is the religion of peace. There has never been the argument about interpretation. Every previous leader from the United States to Sir William Gladstone, one of the best leaders Great Britain's ever had, held the Quran above his head in Parliament, and he said there will never be peace on this earth so long as we have this book. This is a cursed and evil book. He did not talk about the interpretation of the book. Military leaders from the United States previously, all our leaders, the people whose job it is to educate us, to make sure the public are aware of, and have knowledge of something that can bring them devastation, previously told the truth. Along comes George W. Bush, and he tells a lie, and once a lie is told a million times, people literally now say, Islam's religion of peace. Like, yep. It's a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Like, now it's a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And, so when you take the Quran, you put it in chronological order, the last thing Muhammad said was convert, pay the jizya, or they die. Yeah, that's the last thing he said. And we hear so much about this context. I'm going to go off on one now, because that's what I do. We hear so much about this context argument, yeah? And we are being lied to. For example, Lee Rigby was a soldier in London, and he was beheaded by Michael Adebolajo, who was a Muslim convert. He was decapitated on the streets of London. Now, the next day, and when Michael Adebolajo committed that atrocity, he handed a woman in the street 55 verses that he wrote out from the Quran. The media never made a deal of this. Our politicians didn't make a deal of it. But he handed her 55 verses from the Quran, which he says forced him to take that action. Yeah? Nick Clegg was our deputy leader, deputy prime minister at the time. The next day, he stood on the TV, yeah? And he said, in the Quran, it says, if you kill one man, you kill all of humanity. Yeah? It does say that. If you carry on reading that exact verse, it then says, unless they cause mischief, and then they must be executed, have their hands and feet cut off, or exiled from the land. Guess what? So, the argument of context. Lee Rigby's killer used the exact verse of mischief. He believed that Lee Rigby, as an invading British army into a Muslim land, had committed mischief. He said that verse instructed him to kill Lee Rigby, which it did. If he believes wholeheartedly the verses in this Quran that he has to get to heaven, and this is the word of God, then he was following an instruction manual. And then our political leaders, rather than warn us, rather than give us the truth about that, they actually use the exact verse that he used to kill him and totally misrepresent it
yep.
and lie to the British public.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, or I'm sorry, Tommy, do me a favor and make distinction between Muslims and those that actually practice Islam. Because I did hear you talk about that on Tim's show the other day. Make distinction so people understand exactly the difference between the two of them, if you would.
So I've grown up in Luton. As I said yesterday, Luton's 30 miles north of London. When I was born in 1982, we had one mosque. We now have 45. I've gone to school, I've met some fabulous Muslims, some of the best people I've met growing up are Muslims. That doesn't mean Islam's great. If the man that drives your taxi is a very nice Muslim, that doesn't mean the Quran's good. So you will meet individual Muslims who are fabulous. In fact, Winston Churchill made many quotes on Islam. Yeah? He said Islam has the power to bring Europe back to the Dark Ages. Yeah? Mohammedans, he labelled them as Mohammedans. They believe women are their property, yeah? And their cultures will never, their civilizations never succeed. They always end up going backwards. But he made some fabulous quotes about Islam. But Muslims, per se, I believe the majority of Muslims are cultural Muslims, yeah? They don't follow the Quran. They actually treat their religion a bit like a buffet. Oh, I like this bit. I like this bit, yeah? And then when it comes to the violent or the paedophilic or the verses of war, I'll ignore that. Well, I'm sorry, you can't ignore it. Because
yeah.
as we know, on average, 20% of Muslims literally take the Quran literally, yeah? And that is a danger. So what we know then is two out of every 10 people are going to take these verses as instructions. Now, so most Muslims per se, it's like if I walk into my local town centre and I go in the gambling shop, there'll be loads of Muslims in there, yeah? There'll be loads of Muslims in there gambling, right? Well, they're going to burn in eternal hellfire if they take literally what the Quran says. So many Muslims, I always say that Muslims are people, and if you hate people, it's a problem, yeah? Islam is an idea. It's It's a very, very bad, devastating idea for society, and it's our God-given right to challenge the flaws within that idea and to mask it in a way, which is what they're doing. If someone criticises Christianity in the UK, they're celebrated. If you criticise Islam, you're deemed a racist or an extremist. Why? Why is this special protection given to this ideology? Why? This ideology is devastating our country, the power it has, the way it's going to lead us from freedom, the oppression of women, the oppression of freedom, all these problems, and you're not even allowed to talk about it. You're not even allowed to criticise it, but why is, I always say, why are you giving it a protected status? Why can't we? Why can't we challenge it? And the problem is, within Islam, they're instructed as well. If you criticise the Prophet Muhammad, you've got to go.
Yep.
You've got to go. But yeah, so Muslims per se, I meet loads of Muslims, bro, and I've got Muslim friends who say to me, yaks, because they call me yaks. I don't think it's as bad as what you say. I say, but you don't know, do you? You don't know. You're defending something you know nothing about. You're defending a prophet. I sit down with Muslims when I've done interviews and say, you know he done this? Do you know that he took a Jewish tribe, yeah? And he tortured a man called Kinana for his gold, yeah? And the evening that he beheaded 600 of them in one day. And the day that he beheaded them, he took his wife, Sophia, yeah? And he married her, right? What do you think? She willfully married him after he beheaded her partner, right? He raped her. He raped her. And do you know what the difference in how we think and they think? Is they think that by marrying her, by raping her, he saved her from a life. They think he was just and he was great because he saved her from all the men raping her. It's like the whole way of thinking is very different, but the problem is, when you've got 4 million people in the UK who are brought up to believe this man was perfect, yeah? This man who married a six-year-old child, raped her when she was nine, beheaded people, tortured people, that is not perfect.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not perfect. And the difference is...
I got a heartbreak coming up on me, but I do want to say that out of the 86% of the people in this country, Tommy, that profess to be Christians, I wish we could get 20% of them to actually practice what they preach, James 2:14-26, because if that was the case, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today neither. I want to go back to this really quick before this heartbreak. Winston Churchill also said that Islam is as dangerous as a man as rabies is in a dog, and I guess people just don't want to see it for what it is until after the fact, and why people have to suffer the abuse before they take heed to guys such as yourself and myself and others that are willing to stand up and tell them what they don't want to hear. It bewilders me to no end, my friend. It truly does. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to end up taking a hard break here. We're going to come right back with Tommy Robinson. Sorry about the breaks. Got to do what we got to do. This is Genesis Communication Networks. And again, friends, with that, we're going to take a quick break and come right back on the other side with more Tommy Robinson. If you got any questions, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine State Police Colonel William Ross said an arrest warrant has been issued for fugitive Robert Card on at least 8 counts of murder, as the victims are still being identified from a series of mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine last night. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump had some kind words for the new Speaker of the House.
As far as the Speaker is concerned, he is a fantastic gentleman, and I think he's going to do a great job. Mike Johnson. Louisiana. It's going to do a great job. Thank you, everybody.
Israeli forces executed what's being called a brief ground incursion into the Gaza Strip as the war with Hamas enters its 20th day. The so-called doomsday cult mom Lori Vallow Daybell being extradited to face more charges in Arizona. Earlier this year in Idaho, she was found guilty of murdering her son and daughter. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, love you, Tommy. You got a lot of people online right now talking about you, Tommy. You got a lot of fanfare over here in the United States, by the way. People can identify courage. It reminds me of what William Wallace said in Scotland, if you've ever seen the movie, the true account in many cases of Braveheart. Men don't follow titles, they follow courage, and that's exactly what they're seeing here. And I just want to high-five you here from the United States of America for doing what you're doing over there in the UK and taking the time in warning us, Tommy, because obviously we're on the forefront of what's happening right now. Actually, you're on the forefront, and what happens over here is they're trying to catch up as quick as possible concerning what is in fact happening, not just in the UK, Germany, France, the list goes on. I wanted to say one more thing, and I'm going to give it back over to Tommy here. If you didn't know this, Tommy, Adolf Hitler used as mercenaries the Muslims to kill off his political opposition. And we have in America right now 35 jihadi camps that were brought forth back in 2009 by both CNN when they told the truth and Fox News. Maybe they blurted the truth out in their confusion. I don't know. It matters not. I'm glad they did. And now we can see what's happening here incrementally through a siege in this country as well, because it's going to become exactly what you're dealing with there. One more point I wanted to make. You brought up George W. Bush. No surprise here. George W. Bush's daddy, George Bush Sr., obviously, called for a new order. Over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit here in America. Everybody knew he was a bad, bad man. Agencies, the CIA, the FBI say that he was the most evil man alive. They called him Evil Poppy. Well, just look to his daddy. His daddy was Prescott Bush, and in 1942, he was actually indicted for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. And now we can see a lot of this transpiring through Klaus Schwab and what's going on through the People's White House in America. So this should come as no surprise. And might I add, after the two towers fell, in America, in New York here, Tommy, it was interesting. They didn't know who to attack. They didn't know who did the bombing, but the FBI, for some reason or another, had a complete download for the American people to implement something called the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny, and then they began to create agencies to war against people 20 years later. One more point with that. Notice that our fourth president, the president of the United States of America, James Madison, the father of the Constitution, he said over 200 years ago that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will always come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And it's exactly what we're dealing with. I believe the majority of the people throughout the country on a grassroots level are very well aware of what's going on here. But why they continue to give them a pass, I have no idea. I have no idea. But without further ado, what I want to do is revert back to you. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a download concerning what, in fact, the American people do know concerning their corrupt politicians, who the Bushes are. And again, history is repeating itself because the American people failed and are failing to learn from the history. And I want you to give us that history that's being replayed because we haven't learned from it in the UK. Can we just go to like some of the statistics, Tommy, concerning the crimes that are being committed in your backyard now?
Can the America do understand that every institution you have has already been infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood, right? Whether it be Linda Sussell, whether it be Ilhan Omar, whether it be the clearance given to Hillary Clinton's number two, whose mother's part of the Muslim Brotherhood, their claws are well ingrained in the United States. And I'll give you an example now of what happened in the UK. There was a gentleman called Afzal Amin in 2015. Afzal Amin had been asked what position he wanted on the Conservative Party's cabinet. Afzal Amin approached me. I was leader of the English Defence. He sat me down and he said, Tommy, money will never be an issue for you ever again. This is what I need you to do. I need you to set up a protest. And then he was a captain in the British Army for 11 years, this Afzal Amin. He spoke better Queen's English than the Queen, yeah? He was the perfect symbol of a well-spoken Muslim with an amazing patriotic history who they kept pushing onto our TV all the time, yeah? He sits me down, he offers me money, he offers me all this package for me to set up a demonstration, a fake demonstration, and then cancel it because I respect him. And then get all of the working class non-Muslim community to respect him and vote for him, yeah? He offers me this deal. I then arrange, I say, let me think about it and meet you again. When I go back to meet him, I wear a hidden camera, yeah? He turns up with two Pakistani gangsters. And I sit down, and this is all on camera. I sit down and say, and I say, lad, you don't seem like Tories, because the Conservative Party is a rich man party. I said, you seem more working class, the same background as me, yeah? And they said, oh, we're Labour supporters. I said, so they're the Democrats, and this other man was a Republican, yeah? So I said, so why are you with him? You're funding him. They said, we're funding everything. I said, but why would you, who are Labour supporters, be funding a Conservative MP? They said, we don't care which party it is. We want our man in there. Yeah?
Yep.
I said, okay, you want your man in there. So then we're sitting there, I'm recording all of it, and then I say, what do you want me to do? Yeah? And they're all laughing. And then there's a funny bit in the recording, because as they're laughing, they say, none of us are stupid. I think, you are stupid, lad, yeah, because I'm about to take this all down. So then this Muslim lad, Afzal Amin, he says, Tommy, I'm not thinking about being in the cabinet. I'm going to leave this country, yeah? I've already secured funding from Qatar. So the city that he was the MP of, that he was going to be the MP of, he was going to solve all the homeless issues, all the housing issues, because Qatar were going to pump hundreds of millions of pounds into that city. He was building his resume to eventually run as a leader of this country. Now, what happened is I went to the newspapers, I gave all this information, and this is a week before the election. They obviously ring him up, and then Afzal Amin rings me up, and he says, Tommy, I've just had a phone call. I said, yeah. He goes, what's going on? I said, some things ain't for sale, you scumbag. Yeah? Now, this is the problem. That in America and in the UK, they are buying their way through our nation. Yeah?
Yep,
now,
yep.
At this point, so this all got released. It was a breaking news story for 5 days. It was our main political story that he had conspired with the English Defence League. He'd been outed. Do you know what he's done? When I looked at his life, he's a captain in the British Army. To be a captain in the British Army, you receive about £80,000 a year. He had three children in Eton, yeah? That's a cost of £200,000 a year. The last bit. I said, who is the biggest question is, who's funding him? Who's he he'd been working for as a captain in the British Army for 11 years. Now, when the media got hold of it, they went back and found things he'd said 5 years before joining the military, where he spoke about the Mujahideen setting up bases in the UK and taking over our towns and cities. But yet he was a captain at Sandhurst. He was training Prince Harry and Prince William. Yeah? He'd infiltrated our military. He had then infiltrated our government. He was being offered a position on our cabinet. And they hadn't even found that he was a jihadist. Yeah? And it was only when we outed him. So the question you need to ask yourself, how many politicians do you think, because I'll tell you what comes first to them, not democracy, not the Stars and Stripes, not freedom, not liberty, Islam. Islam comes first, Islam comes second, Islam comes third. Yeah? So when you've got politicians in position of power, Somalians, or wherever they're from, who are now representing your towns and cities, they're not working for the United States. Yeah? So we have Sadiq Khan, we have Baroness Barsi, we have these different Muslim representatives, and I say, who's funding them? Because with this gentleman, it was Qatar who were funding him. He was not working for Britain. He infiltrated our army. He was a captain in the British Army. He's a jihadist. He's a jihadist.
Yeah.
But because he fitted the bill, he looked good. Look him up. Absolutely. Him in. He looked good. He spoke well. He was educated. And he was saying all the right things about integration and assimilation and being a really nice Muslim. When the truth is, it was all a mask. It was all a front. And what people need to understand, America needs to understand, they're not planning 4 years ahead. They're planning 100 years ahead. They don't care if they have to wait 100 years or 200 years. This battle is 1,400 years old, yeah? And they've been working on it for 1,400 years. And yeah. It's nothing new. So when we're thinking what's going to happen in 4 years, and our politicians are planning for the next election in 2024, well, they're planning 50 years down the line. They're planning demographics, they're planning takeover, they're planning control. They've infiltrated care of pumping money through your country. They've infiltrated your institutions. They've bought your politicians. That's how powerful it is.
It's interesting. No. I mean, a little passionate about it. Tommy? And it's like, you know what? I totally get it. The Bible says in Hebrews 1:7, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And that's exactly what you're saying. By the way, John Wesley used to say that he sets himself on fire every morning so the world could watch him burn. He knew exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. But in saying all that, we get that here. We understand that there's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. We know that. We know that the Republicans and the Democrats are two wings to the same bird, because as they continuously play on the stage that's given unto them by the mainstream media that 94% of the people in this country say they don't believe, it's interesting how when they play the game, the people are deceived into believing it once again. And that's the definition of insanity. And that happens on a worldwide basis. So again, we understand that. I also understand that politicians go in making $174,400 a year, and within 2 to 3 years, they're millionaires. They're drug trafficking. They're selling out to the highest bidder. Luke 22:48. In short, they're traitors to their own God and their own people. How could it be otherwise? So again, we totally get that. I got another hard break coming up on me, Tommy. And what I want to do on the other side, I want you to kind of, the second part of the next segment, I want you to encourage the people as to what they're supposed to do, because you're doing it. You didn't apply for the job, but you're responding, and you're responding to the call, and in the process of doing that, you have the ear of the world listening to you, Tommy. No matter how much they try to censor you, you have the ear of the world, because the people are paying attention to what you're doing more than what you're saying, but because you're doing it, they're paying attention to what you're saying as well, which is important. Those two, that Kairos and that Kronos moment must come together, and that's what's happening here. So with that, I want to come back on the other side. I want you to highlight what's going on for the first 3.5 minutes, and then I want you to encourage the listeners concerning what it is that they need to do in emulating you as you're emulating righteousness on so many different levels. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you got any questions, throw them up on social media platforms. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To kick this off really quick, and I want you to listen to me carefully. When you look at it's as simple as this, okay? It is simple as this. He who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. If we want to go ahead and test our steel the way that the world has been testing their steel because of prosperity and forgetting their God, read Deuteronomy 6:12 when you get a moment. Well, folks, we can go ahead and eat the fruit of that all day long, but I want you to listen to this carefully before I give it back over to Tommy here. If you will not hearken unto me, listen carefully unto me. What did the Lord say? And do all of my commandments. That's what he said. If you don't do what I tell you to do in the way that I give it to you and as to how you're supposed to do it, this is what's going to happen. He said, if you despise my statutes as to how to deal with criminals, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments and not do them, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you broke my covenant, I will also do this to you. I will even appoint over you terror. And this is what we're seeing, folks. We're seeing this across the globe, and the fact of the matter is we got to get back to the Word of God. And I get tired of watching people on social media talk about how bad their God is. Well, listen, if their God was God, then why did they come to America? Because our God is God, and we know this, friends. We're not speculating. We know who he is by his testimonies. And the fact of the matter is we're not supposed to find our faith in the words of men anyways, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Americans, there's a reason for that. We better get back to him because we have forsaken him. And going back to Tommy, I want to say this. It's absolutely embarrassing when I say this, Tommy, but over and over and over again, we're called to be the light of the world in this country. And the world literally is waiting for the American people to get back to their God and to the Constitution that's been established. They haven't understood that to whom much is given, much is required yet. But I think people are beginning to turn their heads lives in a direction that they haven't. And that's the reason I brought you up on the show today, is I want you to explain to people what is going to become of this country if we don't take heed to the warnings that you're giving, my friend.
Happened so quick, so fast. The takeover of towns and cities, the demographical replacement of your people. So on average, Muslims in the UK have 5.6 children. We have 1.3. A culture has never sustained itself at that birth rate, yeah? Let alone with a culture that comes in and dominates. 5.6 children, population increases, doubles every 10 years. Now, most people think, what can we do, yeah? In 2009, I started my activism, and I was exactly the same as every other person who was scared, worried, and fearful. I used a false name, Tommy Robinson. That wasn't my real name. And I wore a mask. I had two successful businesses and seven properties, and I was like you. I didn't want to lose my job. I didn't want to lose my finance. My passion was making money. I wanted to be a successful young man, a successful father, and I wanted to be as successful as I could. And then that wake-up light bulb moment comes. It doesn't matter how much money we make. It doesn't matter how much money I've got. Yeah? You can keep moving. At some point, you can't keep running. So in the towns and cities now in the UK, people make some money. They move out of the town and the city. The city then becomes dominated by Islam, and everyone moves to these little enclaves. Well, in 10 years' time, it's coming there. Then where are you going to go? When you're standing on the beach, where are you going to go? Yeah?
Yep.
Because
yep.
You can't keep running from this problem. At some point, you're going to have to confront this problem. You're going to have to stand there. But I do understand. They have managed to get all of us financed up to here, yeah? Reliant on your work, reliant on your job. So then, you self-censor. We don't even need that government censorship, because you self-censor yourself, because you're too scared. You stand by and watch things happening that you know are immoral. You know they're wrong, yeah? And I know, because I sat and watched them for years. You sit and see your town change, you see freedom disappear, you see wrongs going on, but you don't talk out. And silence is cowardice. And I understand it, and people say, oh, you have to have the courage. Courage only comes from fear anyway. Yeah, that's the only place you're getting that courage from, is when you're scared and you're fearful. And when you're scared and you're fearful and you decide to do something, that is the courage that makes you do it. So we, at the moment now, more than ever, every person has to look around their country. Is America in a better place now than it was 4 years ago? Is America going in the right direction? Do you have more freedom now or less? Do you see a future for your children? Have your children become sex slaves? Has your family become broken? Have they attacked the church? You can answer every one of these questions. You know the answer. Every one of you know the answer. So what do we do? And when you're saying, no one's asking you to go to war, people are just saying, speak. Speak. The biggest weapon we have is this. Speak about it. Mm-hmm. Make sure that your children are educated in it. Make sure your friends know what's happening. Make sure you have the discussion. And you can become the one friend that no one wants to talk to. Because people don't want to accept it. Do you know why they don't want to accept it? Because if they accept it, and they accept the reality of where the countries are heading, they've got to do something. And most people that I do understand are worried about losing jobs, worried about survival, worried about putting food on their plate, and they've purposely got you in that position as well. So, and then you bring in the censorship levels. The level of censorship I've faced is absolutely insane, yeah? And it's disheartening because you go from reaching tens of millions or hundreds of millions to reaching thousands. But do we have an option to stop? No. Are we? I think right now you just said the 96% of the American public don't believe the media. The public are primed now more than ever to listen to what we're saying. Yeah?
Amen.
When it hits the fan, which it's going to hit the fan, they're going to look back and they're going to look to the people who always told the truth. That is going to be people like ourselves. Yeah? They're going to know that we stood on the right side. And the distrust and the anger at the politicians, when they see the mess they've put this nation in and they've put the world in, people will turn on. People keep saying, when will people rise up? No one knows. A defining moment changed the direction of a nation. Bloody Sunday changed the direction of Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Something will happen, and I truthfully believe, who knows what the trigger will be? Will it be in France? Will it be in Germany? Will it be in Britain? Will it be in America? But when that trigger comes, it will swing so quick, so fast. Because everyone has been so sorry. Everyone's been waiting. Everyone's there muzzled, and they're thinking it, but they're not screaming it. And at some point, they're going to scream it. So I'm going to say, what can we do? All we can do is share, speak, make sure the truth is put out there, make sure that everyone's educated in the reality. Because right now, do you know what they've managed to do with Islam? This thing's not always censored in the UK. They've made Islam fashionable. Everyone's converted.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. Yeah, they're trying to do that here as well. You know, one of the things that begs the question right now, Tommy, is the fact that you people have been disarmed. Your police, if I'm correct, have been disarmed. I mean, this is insane. But yesterday you were talking about the fact that the thugs, they're totally armed. Is that playing a major factor as to what's happening in your country, even today?
Yeah, I think if we had weapons, then the liberties have been taken. So the rape gangs, yeah, the figures and the statistics on these gangs, that people say, is it a conspiracy? In one town, these gangs have operated in 65 towns, yeah? Every town that has a Muslim population has a group of Muslims who are targeting young English girls, raping them, pimping them. But for one police force to ignore it, then maybe. But every single police force, to ignore it, allow it, facilitate it, to not make arrests. Literally, they did not make arrests. They allowed little girls to be kidnapped and raped across our country. Now, and most, I think if people had a weapon to protect themselves, then it might have been a different story. I think many of the times, even with a lot of the jihadist attacks. And what we're seeing now with the whole Israel-Gaza situation, it's going to get a lot worse.
Okay, I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes. Go ahead and kick it off to the people in this country. P.S., I have 53 countries listening as well, Tommy. Folks, you're listening to Tommy Robinson right now. They're trying to silence Tommy, and he has something to say to you concerning what is happening in the U.K. Go ahead and kick it off, if you wouldn't mind, Tommy, concerning encouraging the people that are listening to get up and do something again.
I wish that someone come to my country 30 years ago, stood in front of me and said, listen, this is what's going to happen, yeah? My hometown of Luton, that's gone from one mosque to 45, is a blueprint for every town and city. If you have not looked from America and you've looked at the absolute state of Europe, have you looked at Paris? Have you seen the rape statistics? The highest rate per capita outside of South Africa is Sweden. Sweden in Europe. If you can't look to the total failures of Europe, and then your politicians open your borders, and your politicians are letting them in, Afghanistan, Iraq, all of these countries, the evidence is there. There are 45 countries that have turned to civil conflict because when Islam gets to a certain demographic, they launch their jihad and war. Yeah? We have only got 5% of the UK. 5% of the UK is Muslim. We have 22,000 Muslims on the terror watch list. 3,000 of them are monitored 25 a day, 7 days a week at a cost of £9 billion a year. £9 billion a year. With a demographical change, in 20 to 30 years' time, that will be 80 or 100,000 Muslims. We only have 80,000 British armed forces. We will have an army in our country that we can't fight. That especially can't fight when our hands are tied behind our back through political correctness. The police are on their side. The politicians pander to them because they block votes. So more than anything, I just think, look and learn. Read from history. There's 1,400 years of history. You can dig the people up who were fighting at the Battle of the Gates of Vienna in 1683 on September 11th when they stopped the Ottoman Empire massacring the whole of Christianity. That's Islam. Every battle and every conflict is Islam. It's not an interpretation of Islam. It's not extremist Islam. It is Islam. Muhammad was a warmonger. He was a violent man and he was a barbarian. And anyone who wishes to follow in the footsteps of him will become exactly the same.
Amen. Do me a favor, Tommy. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and end this show really quick. Folks, Tommy Robinson, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I will talk to you in 23 hours. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. And again, we will pick up tomorrow in 23 hours from where we left off. See you then.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.